How We Met Your Mother is the How I Met Your Mother rewatch podcast with me, Josh Radner, and series co-creator Craig Thomas. Follow How We Met Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
New episode of Klein Alley Show is about to begin, but before that can happen, Alley, let's tell the people what they need to know.
You mean about San Bernardino International Airport?
Of course I'm talking about the San Bernardino International Airport. Easy, close, and not LAX.
And parking is always just $5 a day, which means it is El Cheapo approved.
Fly nonstop to Provo, Utah for all the skiing, snowboarding, or wives you can handle.
And of course you can fly into my hometown of San Francisco. San Bernardino International Airport. When airports smell great.
Ta-da-da.
That is the White Stripes. Not to be confused with the Very White Stripes, a band made up of one night only, of Conan O'Brien, Jimmy Kimmel, Jon Stewart at the Hollywood Bowl last night as part of Netflix's A Joke. And some of that, you can see some of the video up at K-Rock's Instagram right now at KROQ. All right, Dally, it's time for moms to be able to go ahead and let some stuff off their chest, stuff that they perhaps have told no one ever because maybe when it happened, they felt like a terrible mom.
Yeah, sometimes you're just going to be a bad mom, and it's okay. It doesn't mean you're a bad mom all the time. Everyone just has bad mom moments.
We're letting you share with us those moments right now. We call these mom fessions, and you are in a judgment-free zone. I mean, we'll judge you, but
we'll just judge you for a minute.
We'll judge you for a minute, and then we'll move on, take the next caller, and we'll forget that you ever called us. But you'll feel great when you finally admit to the world what you did and potentially how dangerous it may or may not have been. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know that when we do dad fessions, I've got a lot of stuff to share with you. Let's say hi to let's kick things off with Bridget. Hi, Bridget. Welcome to Mom Fessions. What happened to you?
Well, when my youngest daughter was 8 years old, we had a leopard gecko, and it died. But I didn't want to touch it, so I left it there. And then it was starting to smell, so I asked my 8-year-old to go feed it so she could notice it was dead. And then I actually lifted her up because her arms were too short to reach in the tank, and I made her remove it and bury it.
Oh, man.
I get it, though.
Yeah, you noticed it was dead. You didn't want to deal with it. So you said, let's sleep there for a little bit. Then the smell started, and you realized you had to get rid of it, but you weren't going to touch the thing, so you had your child touch it. And was she crying the whole time? Her hands were pulling the dead gecko out of the cage?
She wasn't happy, but I was like, Mommy can't do it. Mommy can't do it.
Yeah, and you know what? That's a privilege that you can exercise. And you know what? You're giving your kids something to talk about in therapy. That's a core memory now, a traumatic memory that she has forever.
And we will be giving away tickets to Smartless Live at the Hollywood Bowl on October 17th. Tickets on sale at Ticketmaster.com, but you won't have to buy them. When you win them from us, if we think that you have the best mom fashion. And we say now hi to Lisa on K-Rock. Good morning, Lisa. Welcome to Mom Fessions.
Good morning, Sweet Divots.
What is it you'd like to share or get off your chest?
So I bartend part-time a few days a week, and sometimes I pretend to pick up shifts so that I can have just a night to myself.
Whoa.
And my husband has my location, so I just go to the massage place across the street, and I get a massage, and then I'll go to Cold Stone's and sit there for like 5 hours.
Wow.
You'll spend five hours in a Cold Stone creamery?
God, the high school students that work there are like, what?
Right. So that's amazing. So you'll say, I picked up a shift at the bar. He'll know your location. So he's like, yep, story checks out. She's at the bar, but you're getting a massage. Massage followed by Cold Stone Creamery sounds like an amazing night.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get to still go back and be like, oh, I'm so tired from working. You take the kids.
How often do you do this?
I'd say like once a month.
That's a good amount of time.
I bet I know what time of the month.
Oh.
It is what it is.
Yeah. Okay.
Periods. It is what it is.
Beautiful. What a story. We say hi now to Letty on K-Rock. Letty, it's time for Mom Fessions. We don't judge. You're in a safe place. What's up?
Hello.
Hi.
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Hey. Yeah. I want to say, when my middle child was 8 years old, I ran to McDonald's, took him with me, and while I was ordering the food, he went to go play in the play area. At the time, they had a play area. And I got the food. I went out to my car. I drove out of the driveway. I called my older son saying, okay, I'm on my way. I'm going to need help taking that food into the house. And He says, well, what about David? Don't you have David with you? And I said, oh, my God. By then, I was like a block and a half away. And he goes, oh, my God. So I ran, I turned around, made a U-turn, went all the way back in.
You left your kid. Let me get this straight.
This seems so unlike you.
You sound like you have it all together. I'm shocked about this, but you left your kid inside of a McDonald's play place and drove away.
Yeah. And I drove around and I came up the exit. I stopped right by the door, and he comes in. He's like, "Where were you? Did you leave me, Mom? Did you leave me?" I said, "No." I said, "I just moved the car around, you know, the other side of McDonald's, so it'd be closer to pick you up."
Smart.
Yeah, for him. Yeah, for sure.
Well, I have a feeling that happened a few times in your situation.
Yeah, for sure. But, you know, I think a play place at McDonald's is the best place to leave a kid.
It's a great place. I mean, she said that she did that by accident, but I bet you there's some moms listening that did that on purpose and called a free babysitter.
Probably right. That bartender from the last one.
I would imagine. We say hi to Valerie now. These are some mom fessions on K-Rock at 800-520-1067. Getting you ready for Mother's Day. What's up, Valerie?
Good morning, sweet dips.
Sweet dips.
I took my daughter, who was 5 years old, to Raging Water as her biggest dream. I went up to the highest, that wonderful tower where they have the tubes going down. Mind you, it takes about 2 hours to get up there because it is the only popular ride in the entire park. We get to the top, and my kid is having an absolute panic attack, does not want to go down. She's like a cat that you're trying to put in the bath as I'm trying to get her in this little tub, and she is all over me. So finally, the guy says, you cannot go together like wrapped. I heard him, but I did not hear him. So I just grabbed that little spider monkey, and we jumped down that tube. We did pop out of the tube just a little bit. She did get a little bit of a rug burn and will never go to a water park again.
Yeah.
But the screaming, I almost got CPS called. Yes, I know it was not the greatest moment of
So your kid
my
did
mom,
not want to go down the water slide. You basically pushed him down the slide, which it's one way to do it.
Yes.
That's how mommy birds teach their baby birds to fly, right?
Yeah,
they just chuck them out the nest.
I can totally relate to that pressure at the top of the water slide. Because, you know, there's a bunch of kids behind that are waiting to go on and have their turn. And there's one kid that's just getting cold feet. And you're like, you got to make a choice, man. Go or don't go. We can't do this.
Right. There's people waiting now.
We can't do a back and forth.
Pressure. You got the lifeguard at the bottom saying it's your turn.
You're just so embarrassed. Just go.
Bianca,
like you're jumping a cliff.
Bianca, yeah. You have the final word here in this round of mom fessions. It's been another interesting year to hear moms confess things they've done that they're not proud of. But it's okay because we're in a safe place. What happened to you?
Okay, so I was in a hurry to get to work, like all moms, right? And so my oldest was, like, taking his time getting out of the car. And I was like, hurry, hurry, hurry. So as I was going, because, you know, you're in the line of, like, drive-through, drop off your kid. He was taking his sweet time. I wasn't paying attention. And I ran his foot over.
Yeah, well, did it break? Like, was there a hospital involved?
No, he was fine, just limping a little bit, but he was just like, oh my God, my foot, blah, 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 making a big scene.
Like, making a big scene. I have a car on my foot.
I'm make a scene
stop being
about
so
it. Just get back in the car.
Stop being so dramatic.
That's amazing.
All right, well, listen, moms have done some things, clearly. Allie, a lot of mom fashions on the text line as well, but we have to pick one.
Yeah.
Of the batch we just heard from. And we heard moms that let spotted geckos laying dead in tanks, and moms that moms that left their kids in McDonald's play places, and moms that there's so many.
I know that we could barely hear her because she was kind of a mess, but I think that's why she deserves to go. The mother that left her kid at a play place. I can hear the anxiety in her. I can hear the exasperation in the mom of it all. And I think she just deserves to go somewhere for free.
Congratulations. You left your kid in a McDonald's play place. Now you're going to go to the Hollywood Bowl and leave your kid somewhere else, I'm sure. That has been Mom Fessions, Klein Alley's show on K-Rock.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.